Been down a pokey for 6 months, lying around out of whack. Get 2 hours air in, woohoo. Been here that long, may as well do my whole time here. Used to be told, wake up, get up, by your door, have a feed, the day's over, go to bed. Same day, different. To kill a time with your speech, the smallest things become the biggest issue. The longer you stay, things build and build. I'm paranoid, insecure, who's my friends anymore? Who are my new mates anymore? Who are my new mates now? Who do I rely on to have a decent yarn with without it being broadcast around DPFC? That's me doing time in the pokey. It's hard to explain, but I reckon because I'm very strong-minded, I've coped and handled a lot of things that a lot of people wouldn't be able to handle. You know what I mean? Been down there for 6 months. You're away from the jail politics and all that stuff, but also you just need that reassurance with your mates and, you know, and not hearing from anyone. You don't know where you stand with anyone, you know what I mean? And that makes you more paranoid and insecure and who's who now, you know what I mean? And, like, for an example, I had a visit with my kids a couple of weeks ago and I was down a slot. And when I got to the visit centre, all the other girls in the compound were there. I was that paranoid, I couldn't even have my back towards anyone. I had to put it against the wall. And I was too scared to, like, move from the table. Like, I felt out of place and all that stuff. You don't realise that, you know, stuff hits you when you're actually in the moment. You know what I mean? Like, you feel all right down a slot, but when you go here and there, that's when it really hits you, the paranoia and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Is all this punishment against you going to change your mindset when the time comes for you to go out?
Mentally, it will make me more. It's made me more stronger minded. It's made me think of a lot of things, like, you know, waste of. This is dead time in here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could be out there experiencing new stuff with my kids. You know what I mean? And, you know, they're missing out. I'm missing out on a lot and they're missing out on a lot with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
How old's Tisha now?
She's 11.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been there and done it with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I know.
Not that you don't, you know, it's unsaid that you love your children, but, you know, it's she has missed out on a lot of time with
for
you.
For sure.
You know?
For sure, she has.
Little fella, he's how old's
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's turning five.
Well,
he's turned
go,
five,
so,
and
yeah.
Like he was born in here.
Yeah.
But you know, time does fly when you're in here, and you don't realise it until you get out, and then you just ask the simplest thing. You know, what's your favourite thing? What do you get into now? You're just so out of whack.
Yeah.
You know, just little things like that. You know, you got to tune right in with them again. You know what I mean? It's just little things that.
But even at school, when you know parent teacher interviews.
That's
and,
it.
And to you know, fair enough. Bootsy and Joycey go to the school and do this and do that. You know, at parent teacher interviews or family days at school. But one day he would rather see Angie sitting there beside him.
Yeah.
And Tisha too, aren't
they? Well, you know, Tisha's starting high school next year. And, you know, Jason's starting school and that is my main thing for getting out next year, to be there for my kids for their big day.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Because, like I said, I've missed out on a lot and enough is enough, you know what I mean? I know that.
Yeah.
I just got to take it and play the game. Like, when I first come in, I was shame and all that stuff, but I've been in that many times, and now I'm just straight up and straight out, you know what I mean? And it's helped me too, being on the radio, you know what I mean? I've got no shame now with anything. Bring it on, I say.